flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Jones and Keefe. Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
It's time for grab bag. It's time for grab bag.
Oh, it certainly is. Time for grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. All the stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program. Jones, including the Heisman Trophy finalists.
Nice.
They are down to 4. They've whittled down the thousands of college football players down to 4.
The Gridiron Club.
One of these men will be named the latest Heisman Trophy winner. Dylan Gabriel from Oregon, who's been in college for 20 years.
And somehow shrinks every time he gets on the field.
Small little lefty tossing around.
Tiny little bit of a guy, yeah.
Travis Hunter.
Nice.
Two-way player for the Colorado Buffaloes.
If you were watching the Simpsons broadcast last night, he's like a Homer Simpson type.
Yeah, Homer Simpson type. He can play you both ways. Boise State running back Ashton Gentry.
Yep.
Who is on pace to break Barry Sanders' all-time record.
Yeah, I think he's clocked in at 29 touchdowns this year, I believe.
And like over 2,400 rushing yards, I think.
Like he barely played the second half of games.
Like a monster year.
I think there were 8 quarters he didn't play. So it's like 2 full games.
Oh, this is like what we're hearing about.
Meanwhile,
Tatum at the
Travis Hunter's
of the year.
In a 40-point lead, right. Getting touchdowns,
right?
And then also Cam Ward, the University of Miami quarterback, who I thought might have had a chance, but then Miami
they
fizzled
fell off
out.
Too much.
Yeah, so he's not going to win. Travis Hunter's the heavy favorite, and I love Travis Hunter. I think he's going to be a good pro. I love that he plays both ways. I wish more players would do that. I think it'd be really cool. However, I did see you see on Twitter like people arguing for their guys or against other guys. And it is kind of funny, they were saying, and I don't even know if this is true necessarily, but they said Travis Hunter is going to win the Heisman even though he wasn't nominated for best cornerback in the league, in the country.
The Thorpe Award.
Didn't get nominated for the Thorpe Award.
Or the Biletnikoff? What's the wide receiver?
And isn't the best receiver on his own team, is what somebody said. Somebody made the case for. It's true.
And they're right.
They kind of are. Like, I think he deserves credit for doing both. And playing the whole game, and that's awesome.
Well, it's ridiculous he's not nominated for the Thorpe. I don't know about the best wide receiver on his team. I kind of feel he is. You think he's not?
I don't know if they think Jimmy Horn probably
Jimmy
is.
Horn.
Jimmy Horn's pretty nasty.
Okay. But whatever. I care less about that. It's absurd he wasn't nominated for the Thorpe, and I don't think that's his fault. That just seems like weird college football
politics.
Well,
I mean, nominated for the Heisman, though.
Yeah.
So he did lead the team in receiving yards, and he had 14 touchdowns. He had 1,100 yards, 92 catches.
Look,
he had a really good year.
I don't think he's a full-time receiver at the next level, and not because he's playing defense and offense. I don't think he's a full-time receiver at the next level. I think he's a guy who can moonlight and help you on that side of the ball.
Yeah.
You know, certainly far more than a guy like Marcus Jones, who they've already forgotten about.
Yeah.
But
he'll probably, I mean, he'll win it. He's the heavy favorite right now.
So I think he's going to win it too. Should he?
Yes.
You wouldn't go Genty. I'm with you. Like 2 weeks ago, I would have gone Cam Ward, who is my favorite quarterback in the draft. But
yeah,
I would lean Genty.
You would?
They're both great.
You're moving in on Barry Sanders.
They don't have the
Sanders
bye in the playoff without him.
Yeah.
No, that's true. But also, if he passes Barry Sanders, how many more games is he going to eat?
Oh, way more games.
Like Barry Sanders, they didn't even count bowl games back in the day.
True.
Barry Sanders had a game, like a holiday bowl game where he had like 6 touchdowns, which like don't even count for his stats.
Right.
It's so dumb. Now they have conference championship games.
Okay, but
Genty could play 3 bowl games.
But Barry Sanders, well, true.
I think he's already played more games.
Barry Sanders, I'm sure he's already played more games. But Barry Sanders, we all agree, is the greatest running back of all time.
Yeah.
And when you're getting compared to
him, that's fair.
I don't know. But look, I mean, Travis Hunter's doing a really cool thing this year, too.
I think they're both great where you're going to look back on it and be like, oh, that guy won the Heisman. I can be like, Mark Ingram.
Right.
Or like Troy Smith on the Heisman.
Right, okay.
Like there's been some bad, like that was the best guy in college football that whole year.
Yeah.
And then there are others that are just like electric factories and it's guys that are
so
like,
neither of us think Gabriel.
No.
Me neither.
I don't think it'll be Gabriel.
I definitely don't.
I think it comes down to Hunter and Genty. And I think Hunter, I mean, based on like the betting markets and how heavy a favorite he is, it sounds like it's going to be him. There it is. AJ DeBanza, the Brockton kid.
Yep.
Who went to St. Sebastian's his freshman year and was the Massachusetts High School Player of the Year, then transferred to a prep school in California, then transferred to a prep school in Utah, went on ESPN's First Take today to announce where he's going to be attending college. He's the best player in high school right now.
Yeah.
Masters kids are a year after Cooper Flagg from Maine.
Say, if you know the name Cooper Flagg, who's at Duke right now from Maine, they're similar level prospects. Okay.
Yes.
They're in different classes.
Yep.
Flagg's already at Duke. DeBanza just committed. So if Flagg committed to Duke, this kid must be going to Kentucky or Kansas maybe Duke as well. Maybe he wants to play with Cooper Flagg.
The finalists included North Carolina.
Nice.
Included Kansas.
Great.
Alabama, who's on a bit of a heater now. Brandon Miller. Like,
okay.
Alabama's
they were in the national title game a year ago. Fine.
The 6'9" wing has decided to go to BYU. BYU.
Brigham
Young University, following in the footsteps of Sean Bradley.
Jimmer Fredette.
And Danny Ainge.
Steve Young.
Huh. How
about that? He was at Utah Prep. That's where he currently plays high school basketball, Utah Prep.
Utah Prep. So they got a chance to look at him. Their head coach was on the Phoenix Suns staff. And so he references how his favorite player is Kevin Durant. This guy coached Kevin Durant. I mean, he's an assistant, but he still coached him. And I guess he talked to Durant and Devin Booker about him.
Okay, now
and likes the guy.
If you recall, very
now,
different.
Because there's another detail I read.
Oh.
I think he's getting $7 million.
Oh, yeah, I would say that helps.
That wasn't confirmed, but I read that, so I bet it was $7 million.
So the LDS Church is going to give him $7.5 million? Okay. I mean, look, whatever.
Zach Wilson's fired up today, folks.
I don't
blame
him.
Steve Sarkisian.
If BYU is paying me $7.5 million and Kansas is paying me $6.5 million, I'll take your LDS money. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
$7.5 million. Fine. This
crazy?
Is again why Bill's not going to work in college because Bill ain't doing that.
I don't know.
Bill will not be doing that. No, thank you. He didn't want Brady paid more than him. You think he wants some 17-year-old pay more than him? Hell no.
No, unlikely. Although it's funny, like these teams can just decide. Football's harder. Football. If you get the best football player, like. Maybe your team is better, but like you need more than that. You get the best player, like BYU should be good next year.
Yeah.
Like you have this guy, like, and maybe another couple kids will go with him because they're like, oh, he's going there. And if they're committed, they want to spend some money, at least for this year. Now they might stop spending money the year after, but for this year.
But in hoops,
it's kind of funny.
In hoops, you need a kid could turn around your organization, and two or three could do. I know exactly what you're
going to say. The two best kids, maybe outside of Cooper Flagg, but the two next best kids are at Rutgers this year for basketball.
Who is it? It's Harper's kid?
And Ace Bailey and not Ron Harper, but Ron Harper's brother / son. So Ron Harper and then Ron Harper Jr.
Yeah.
And then whatever their brother's name is, he's Harper.
Yeah. And so they're both
Dylan Harper. Maybe it's Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey, I think, are the two kids at Rutgers.
So Rutgers pretty much turned it around with two signings.
Yeah.
BYU could easily.
They could do the same thing.
So the
But what a run for New England hoops.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, he played prep school and
Utah
and California. So, but he did play a year here though. St. Sebs.
Where was
Shout out to them.
Cooper Flagg was where?
Maine. Oh, well,
Mount Verde Academy.
Yeah, I believe he went to Mount Verde. Yeah, I think so. Can't have everything.
The wonder of the grab bag. Take a chance, make it grab bag. Pop a cork, fingers grab bag. Spin the wheel, round and round grab bag. Life is grab, life is bag. Grab bag yourself a front grab bag. Let's meet and have a grab bag. Yeah, let's live for the wonder of the grab bag.
Nice.
All right. Bruins in action tonight at Winnipeg. Take it on the Jets. It'll be a 8 o'clock puck drop as they begin this Western road trip.
Nice.
Western road swing.
Was Pasta? Did I see he was held on the ice. Practice the other day? Oh, he was on the ice.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday he wasn't.
Okay, he's out there
he
today. Okay, great. Yeah. So, look, him and Marchand have been playing well on the line together. Let's see if they can carry that over. And it's real competition for the Bruins, where they beefed up on a lot of poor competition. Mm-hmm. It's real competition for them. Mm-hmm. Winnipeg's good.
Say hi to your girlfriend for me.
Yeah, say hi to your girlfriend for me.
She's not my girlfriend, okay?
Becky loves.
Grab back.
Becky loves.
Grab back.
So Texas says Travis Hunter's basically playing against high school players. He doesn't deserve it. Now, you know me. I love the Mountain West. But if Genty's playing in the Mountain West versus the Big 12 that Hunter's playing in, isn't the level of competition the same, if not advantage Hunter?
Yeah, no, I would.
Big 12 known for their defenses.
No, but like Mountain West?
But I don't think the Mountain West is either.
Jesus, it's definitely not the Mountain West. So when they go up against San Jose State and my Wyoming Cowboys, like I don't think they have to worry about it.
No.
I think they're all right.
Doesn't seem
just wanted to address that real quick.
Any unfair advantage for Travis Hunter, no.
Grab bag.
George Pickens likely out again this week versus Philly. The Pittsburgh Steelers might be without their top wide receiver once again.
Eagles didn't look good last week against Carolina. You know, Pittsburgh was able to win a week ago without George Pickens. I don't like their chances against the Eagles without Pickens. I don't.
Grab bag. Best NBA performer from last night, a light night, one game. How do you have one game in the NBA?
Because you know what's starting tonight.
What's starting tonight? NBA Cup.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're excited.
Two quarterfinals tonight, two quarterfinals tomorrow. Yep.
Are you all locked in?
Yeah, it's Warriors and Rockets tomorrow.
Yeah, good.
Knicks are playing somebody tonight.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, the Knicks played last night over the Raptors. Knicks got a win. Top performers, Karl Anthony Towns, 24 and 15. R.J. Barrett, 30 and 8. Mikal Bridges, 23-3. Jalen Brunson, 20-11. And Jakob Poeltl had a double-double, 10-12.
Nice. Yeah. Put me down for Towns. Right, Towns. I misspoke, by the way. Knicks and Hawks tomorrow night. Good games tomorrow night. Yeah, you can ease into it tonight with the NBA.
Bad news, though, in the game is the Raptors lost.
Scotty Barnes, he's going to be all-star.
Ankle injury, had to leave the game.
Such a
shame. So, yeah, Barnes.
Maybe not making the all-star team.
No.
Grab bag.
Latest Dork podcast is available right now, where Davey and I discuss two new TV shows, Star Wars Skeleton Crew and DC's Creature Commandos.
Ooh.
Both pretty good shows.
Not to be confused with a creature feature, Kiefer Madness.
Not creature or Creature Cases.
No.
Oh, which is a show.
Good show on Netflix.
Kids love Creature Cases. Do you see the new seasons cases. Out?
Oh, I haven't.
Season 4, Creature Cases.
I'll have to alert Lucas.
Pretty good creatures.
Nice.
Yeah. Even Cece knows. She's like, "Dad, this is the snake episode. You're not going to want to watch it." I was like, "Thank you."
Get out of the room,
Dad. She's like,
Dad, cover your eyes.
Dad's the snake episode. I'm like, oh, my God. It is like an anaconda. So this show, it's a cartoon.
It's not like an anaconda. It's an anaconda.
It's for sure an anaconda episode. So this show, it's a cartoon. But then at the end of the episode, it's also an educational show. All of a sudden, the cartoon turns into, like, real life. So it's like a cartoon snake. And then all of a sudden, they're like, here's what it really looks like. And you're like, ah! Like, it scares the crap out of me. I'm like, I don't need to see that. But anyway, yeah, check that one out on Netflix as well.
Okay.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's Random.
Brandon Phillips. Eduardo Nunez. Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball Player of the Day.
All right, here's a ball player who is a middle infielder, shortstop, second base, split his time there. Also played a little bit in the outfield. So a bit of a Swiss Army knife type of guy. Played for the Snakes. Played for the Pirates, played for the Cubs, the Cardinals, the Yankees, the Rockies, and the Reds.
I think I have it.
Over the course of 13 years in the majors.
This is going to be a quick guess. I think I have it. You got any guesses back there, Billy?
None. I'm still trying to catch up with the teams he named.
Okay.
I'm still talking about Creature Cases
here. I was waiting for him to say Yankees after I heard the first couple of teams. Second, short, outfield. Tony Womack.
He got it.
Tony Womack, a one-time All-Star.
Wow.
Back in 97 with the Pirates, made an All-Star appearance where he stole 60 bags that year.
Yeah, he
topped
did.
Out at a 72 steals
nice.
Season. Holy mackerel.
Wait, so he was an All-Star with 60 and then he stole 72 yeah. another year?
In 99 with his first year with the Snakes. And then he was a part
big
of that,
second half that year.
0-1 World Series team.
Nice.
That was a good ball player. 5'9", 160. Just a little guy.
Flying around out
little
there.
Little dude.
I think Tony Womack. I think Tony Brothers, because I feel like Tony Brothers could be Tony Womack's older brother.
Tony yeah. Brothers, yeah.
Look bit. Him up. Different last names, same yep. first names, but I think they're related.
Give me the yep. size again.
5'9", 160, he's which like, seems like it's
he dwarfs Dylan
rounding
Gabriel.
Up on both accounts.
He dwarfs Dylan Gabriel is what he does.
He's a bigger deal, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's flying around
he
out
play
there.
You some second, he plays some short. And yeah.
He put light in the outfield. Swipe you some bags. Swipe you some big bags.
Finished 24th in the MVP in 97.
Nice. All-Star World Series champion. Stolen base champion? I don't speak out of school.
He led the league 3 years in a row.
Tony Womack.
60, 58, 72. The guy, you could not stop him.
So you were waiting on the Yankees. What were the other clues that really tipped you
well,
off?
Well, he said Diamondback second and shortstop right away, and I'm like, gotcha. Okay, Tony Womack. Then I was waiting to hear if he made a cameo
right,
with
Womack
the Yankees.
Because Womack was on the 0-1 team, right?
Yes,
I was
yes,
thinking
yes.
Like Ryan Burns.
How much money do you... Oh,
Eric Burns or Ryan?
Eric Burns. Eric Burns.
The guy that just run to the wall all the time.
Yeah, yes. Lunatic. It was unstable.
How much money, career earnings for Tony Womack?
Oh.
$750,000.
No. $15
million. $25 million.
Good guess, Bill. Just over, though. $23.4 million.
Wow.
$23.4 million.
How many PS5s? You got to calculate that out.
It's a lot of PS5s.
That's the random baseball player of the day. Twitch chat is saying, about time you got one, Jones, is what
wow.
The Twitch eyes now are.
And you know what you get every day.
I'm shamed into getting one. I get one right. I got to be shamed for it.
If yes. you get the random baseball player of the day, you're also entitled to one.
Cheeseburger club.
Yeah, you get it on your own. That's on your dime.
On your yeah. dime, yeah.
But
exactly.
you'll enjoy it even the more.
Yeah, we're not paying for that.
Oh, God, no. It's not the budget.
No. Not the budget. We got a flood of texts, 617-779-7937, when we listed off what we were eating on the program today. They said D'Angelo should have brought some cheeseburger clubs.
Yeah.
We dropped the ball on our
next
end.
Next time. Next time.
Three all the way.
Or three all the way.
There you go. That is the grab bag every day here on Jones and Keefe. We'll check in with WEEI Afternoons. Tom Curran, that's the name of the show. Yep. WEEI Afternoons with Arcan and Hart. And we have the clip du jour on the way next.
I haven't had a wiener in the past 3 months.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Type that into your app search, then download Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
All right, time now for the clip du jour here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones, you ready for that?
Sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today we were talking about the alternate broadcast on Disney Plus last night, the All Simpsons cast for Cowboys and Bengals. Believe it or not, Jones, as much as I don't like change, I'm all about these alternate broadcasts. Yeah. Give it a shot. When they were sliming guys on the Nickelodeon thing a couple years ago, I'm all for that. Here's the thing. I don't know who this is for, and I don't think they knew who it was for. So they had Drew Carter, Mina Kimes, and Dan Orlovsky doing the game. And they would go...
Orlovsky and Kimes, they must be huge Simpsons fans with deep knowledge of the show and lots of references,
right? I don't
right?
think Dan Orlovsky's ever seen the show. I didn't get the sense. And I think they scripted a lot of jokes. So it was the most like herky-jerky broadcast of all time.
Uh-huh.
Because it was like, all right, it's your turn to talk. And then I want you to say one thing and make sure you make a joke. Make sure you do like a deep Simpsons cut reference and do that. And then go away for it. It was very, very... strange. Mina Kimes, I think, did the best out of the three that were there. They would occasionally swap out a character on the field and make them be a Simpsons character.
Mm-hmm.
So you're watching it, you're like, all right, the quarterback's Homer, and then there'd be one receiver, would be Lisa Simpson, and you're like looking at the numbers, and you're like, all right, I see Jamar Chase, so it's not him.
It's not him.
Lisa must be T. Higgins?
Yeah.
But then they'd go back and forth.
Ralph, like, why is Ralph in the game?
They'd be like, touchdown, Ralph Wiggum.
Go eat paste on the bench, Ralph. Like, what are you doing in the game?
They did have Itchy and Scratchy on the chain game at one point. They were doing that.
They had Spider Pig as the ball at one
point. Spider Pig. Yeah. They had Lenny and Carl playing pool off the sideline.
Nice.
So I like that. It was something. They need to go away from the Simpsons cast. It doesn't make any sense. There are other things you can do. Yeah, the Toy Story one worked. The Toy Story one Legos. On Sunday
Legos,
morning.
Legos, good idea.
Legos, Billy.
Creature cases.
Creature cases would work.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Cece wouldn't stop watching that.
The Toy Story one, good. The SpongeBob slime game,
pretty
good.
Pretty fun.
This one, I don't get. Monday
Even
Night
the Big City Greens hockey one was good.
Somebody brought that up on Twitch earlier today. This
was for the birds.
Simpsons has 36 seasons. That's
the
not
options
for children.
Are endless. If you're doing it through Disney Plus, you literally have a million different options.
Oh, my God. You could do Star Wars. You could do Marvel. You could do whatever you wanted, and it would be amazing. And then they're like, nah, the kids love Simpsons now. It's like, do they?
I don't even think adults.
It's like their final hurrah.
Love the new seasons.
Seriously. But also, as somebody pointed out, too, the Simpsons that we all know and love look a different way. The 3D Simpsons is reserved for like the occasional Treehouse of Horror. Like
right.
That's a different animation
style. Right, yeah.
And like they had Lisa do these like questions to the players, and it looks so wonky.
It did look very glitchy last night.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. Well, I know Andy Hart was watching. It's time now for the crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can give the perfect gift this year, the 99 Restaurant gift cards. They're the perfect gift for everyone on your list. For every $25 you purchase, you receive a $5 bonus card for yourself. Thanks to the 99 Restaurant for that. Andy Hart, you were watching the alternate Simpsons broadcast last night?
For a very short period of time.
Well, you tried it.
I did, because I felt like everybody was going to be talking about it, so you got to kind of check in.
Smart.
I'm prone to overreaction. It was one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
Right?
It was. The thing that bothered me the most was a Chase Brown touchdown, mm-hmm. which I would come to find out later, because it was a Lisa Simpson touchdown.
Oh, she was cooking.
Lisa had a game.
It had to go to replay. And was she out? Was she in? And the little fire feet behind her. And I'm like, can somebody tell me who actually scored the effing touchdown?
With all their technology, could they not have had Lisa or Ralph or Homer wear the jersey of the player they were representing?
Thank you. Yeah.
How easy would that have been?
Right.
But so you have Lisa.
Lisa's wearing number 30. She's
and then
Chase
Lisa,
Brown.
I know. Right. Like, if you're watching the game with your kid or whatever, you're at least like, all right, this is fun. And then I know who that
Why
is.
Why would your kid be watching? That's my other
also,
question. I said it to my wife.
Touche.
I was like, who's this for? Like, you asked it.
Deuce,
who's this for?
Deuce Tatum. Who's up that late on a school night besides Deuce?
Is it for 50-year-olds?
It's legit for me, and I didn't like it.
And then Kimes and Orlovsky reminded me of Fitzy and Hart trying to outdo each other with bad jokes on a six rings. Like, yeah, we need to get a second leg out of this. Let's just F around for 10 minutes and make bad jokes.
Oh, my
but
God.
But they were on, like, the national stage.
They were.
Disney Plus.
It was weird.
Awful.
But then they would slip into, like, real game breakdown, and you're like, dumb it down.
Right.
Dumb it down.
If you want to do that, go to the real channel. Yep. That's not what this is for.
No,
I don't know what this is for.
It was odd.
Also weird that now there's... So there's three broadcasts. I can watch the real one. I can watch the Mannings.
Yep.
Or I can watch...
Correct.
The Simpsons and 3D weirdness.
The other thing, all the channels got to put them to use.
Yep.
That's a good point. They got all these streaming services.
Just let people that want to go to Disney Plus like watch a Marvel
it's probably
movie.
Probably a way to juice up the overall number. To be honest, they're just like they're three broadcasts.
They add
them
together. That's true.
It's probably something.
No, but what was funny we brought up earlier is that this game, because they had to do all the graphics for it, they couldn't flex the game because people are like, wouldn't you flex Cooper rushing the Cowboys versus the Bengals? And they already were doing all the Simpsons groundwork that they were like, we got to lock the
Hell
game
no,
in.
You ain't changing this. We're not South Park. We can't do an episode in less than a week.
So they could have put, like, I don't know, Bills Rams on Monday Night Football. And they're like, nope, we got Simpsons game.
I was wondering that.
We've been working on Lisa running around on the field. We can't do
her
that.
Her fire feet down the sideline.
Yeah. She's fast.
She was pretty quick.
Yeah, she was.
Very she got fast. In, too.
Yep.
So some Simpsons broadcasts today. I'm imagining you're all over the developing Bill Belichick story, his 400-page manifesto. And Mayo coaching for his job, I'd imagine there's a lot of that.
Yeah, obviously we'll get into that. And the Belichick thing feels like it's snowballing. I mean, the Athletic report is he's considering an offer, which is a little different than he gave them his manifesto and basically his demands. He's considering an offer?
I think he's going to be the head coach of the North Carolina Tar Heels.
Sweet apparel.
They got good gear.
Colors.
They
good
have
color.
Good stuff. Yeah, that's
I mean,
true.
He's going to be terrible. Can you imagine how bad their receivers are going to be?
Probably not great.
They'll never catch a pass.
That's a good point.
If he doesn't know college receivers, what does he know about high school receivers?
That's a good point. You guys have Ross Tucker today?
Ross Tucker, 2:30.
Tucker Tuesday.
On the Patriots on the Patriots broadcast.
Yeah, yes, the next 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Boy. I know.
Okay.
Didn't know that.
Well, you are who you are.
Good luck to him.
What happened?
Who do you think they're getting?
Yeah. What I thought they were getting Spiro and Arch every week.
Like, Tom McCarthy and Jay Feely.
Because Ross tells us he does the sixth game.
Yes.
He's the sixth crew, so you're the sixth game.
Sixth crew.
Well, that checks out.
They didn't even use letters because that would be people wouldn't know. You know how they usually say the A crew, or the B crew. He was like, nobody will know what the G crew is.
No, that would be the F crew. You don't want to be the F crew.
Let's go sixth.
Yeah, where's sixth?
It's the Red Sox plan in free agency. Yeah,
they'll get their guys there.
All right, stay tuned. You got WEEI afternoons. You got RK. You got Hart. It comes your way next. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10. It's Would You Rather Wednesday. It is also Terps Day. We'll talk some Celtics with Terp tomorrow.
Yeah, I get Terp in here. Put him in the hot seat.
It's tomorrow on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.